facebook.com/thesafe. Only on Namibia's heart and soul.
7:34, that's your time. Thank you so much for choosing us. We appreciate it. At 7:34, Balcony Mix time. And with us, we've got the gentleman that is making all of this possible. As a matter of fact, it's the gentleman that is behind the brand of Major League DJs, the success thereof, the worldwide success. And guess what? He's Namibian. Don Luca, my man.
What an intro.
No, man. Take your flowers, man. Smell them, bro.
Thank you so much.
How are you doing today?
You know what? I'm blessed. I'm highly favored. And I appreciate being here with you guys. Good morning to your listeners as well.
Fantastic, man. Yeah. Like, you look and smell like shmoney. I'm here for it.
Foreign exchange
you
money.
You know what I mean?
You're not talking rand. Come on, Namibian dollar.
What?
Anyhow, my man, Balcony Mix is coming. But before we get to that, we spoke over the phone a couple of weeks ago, and we detailed your success with the team. And after that phone call, we discovered a couple of things about you, my man. Is that you're not just, you know, a one-trick pony. You actually also have other clientele that you work with, bro. And your former clientele also that you work with. Please, we want to give you the floor to break.
Come on. You know what it is also? It's just to remind the Namibian child or even young professionals that listen, you're not crazy for dreaming as big as you dream.
Absolutely not.
Do you know what I mean? So the floor is yours. On the floor.
Go for it, man.
Thank you guys so much. Honestly, it's been an unbelievable journey. I think everyone has always asked me when the interview aired the first time. Let me just quickly clear that up. They were like, we heard someone sound like you on radio, and they said Don Luca. It's like, because obviously all my schoolmates know me as Lucas.
So to everyone,
it's Lucas Nangolo. Obviously, just want to let people know, it's not a clone of me, so Don Luca. It's what I evolved into. But to be honest, this journey has been an unbelievable journey. So I left Namibia in 2009 to just pursue my dreams of being in the marketing space, especially in South Africa, because I always knew that's where I wanted to be.
Okay.
I've gone through the ranks, you know, worked in corporate South Africa, worked with some of the big brands, worked with Woolies, TFG, and eventually I thought in 2021, I was basically here actually with, you know, with my mom, because it was COVID, and then she fell ill. But in the time, I was telling her, but I would like to open an agency so I can actually be close to you and not having to put in leave when you need help and then end. So sadly, she passed.
Oh, sorry to hear about that.
Thank you, guys. Yeah. But I still felt I still have to open this agency. So then I opened the agency and I named it 2710 Concepts. So the 2710 is her birthday.
Her birthday.
Oh, that's beautiful, man.
Correct. Yeah. So that's where this entire thing started. Great relationships I had built over the years with some of the clients in South Africa have now transformed into them being my clients. So we look after big brands like Lucky Star. So I think everyone is familiar with Lucky Star, obviously. So we're the creative lead agency on that account. We work with global brands like Remy Martin. We are just recently appointed.
I'm 2 years old.
For real?
That's how you pronounce it. Go ahead.
So we recently just got appointed to look after the Foschini brand.
That's so incredible.
Yeah. So there's definitely like a big vision that we've had since we started the journey.
Yeah.
We look after brands like Jose Cuervo and the tequila space. And we look after personal brands like the Major League DJs and DJ Zinhle.
That's why he was there. My bad.
So that's kind of like the journey. And now we are a fully fledged marketing agency, but we're very clear in our positioning. We're all about culture. We don't just do your traditional advertising. And now we're branching out into Namibia. And I thought to myself, you know what? everyone I always speak to about something in Namibia is like, oh, you know what? Namibia is too small. I'm like, guys, stop saying that.
Yeah.
You gotta like think about expanding the network. And for me, it's the big dream is to be able to do things in this country.
Yeah.
Because this is where I'm from. And I thought, why not come in with a big splash and just drop in the balcony mix. Yeah. So that's essentially kind of like the journey in summary for us.
And, yeah.
And we're looking forward to doing a lot more. There's exciting things in the pipeline.
Yeah, yeah.
And we love doing what we do. Mm. And I know it's a bit stressful here and there, but you know what? I dream, breathe, and sleep marketing, creativity.
Yeah.
And I was blessed to have worked with some of the bigger brands, even in South Africa.
Mm.
We work with La Duma of Makosa.
Nice. Yeah.
So nice. You get exposed to the world outside of what we just know, right?
Mm. Yeah.
So anyone out there dreaming of a specific profession, you don't just have to be a doctor or an engineer.
Don't limit yourself.
Don't limit yourself.
Yes.
You can be in the creative arts space and still make it. Because it's really nice on the other side.
Yeah. Listen, let me just tell you right now, man. As a proud Namibian, we are exceptionally excited and happy for you.
Thank you.
A Namibian is out there conquering this these international waters.
Absolutely.
And we absolutely wish for all the good luck. We don't want controversies like Alabuga to hit your agency, I believe. Please do your research, bro.
Yeah.
We don't want that for you. We want us as Namibians to be please clean out there.
Thank
when
you.
We do our business, I believe. We are with you.
I'm flying the Namibian flag.
Let's talk about the balcony mix, man. Listen, man, first things first, out of the gate, what's happening with these VIP tickets, bro?
Man, we are stressed.
People calling me every day on my number, like, it is Magui. I'm like, it's me, bro. I get the Wayne. Please, Luca. Please, man.
You know, I'm really like hoping that we can give everyone this VIP experience.
Yeah.
However, just before we went on air, I explained to you guys that at some point we also need to look at quality over quantity, ensure people have a great experience, and not let everyone be in VIP, and then we don't even have the ability to give them the capacity to. However, there is a chance, and I'm going to say a chance, and I'm saying it on air so that everyone holds me accountable, that we get an extension of the VIP. So we don't have tables anymore. Unfortunately, that's sold out.
Okay.
We've added, before they even went online, they were sold out already.
Aww.
So that's the demand. So we might open up the VIP.
Yeah.
Just keep your eyes on the Fresh FM pages between Monday and Tuesday. That's when we'll actually like drop the additional VIP access. That's what we can say for now.
Tell us about, because you know the last time that we had a conversation with you, you did mention that you want to give Namibians an experience that we've never had before. You even say that the staging, for example, will be from South African vendors because you know perhaps we don't have that in Namibia, which is fine, right? But what are some of the other things that will be happening on the ground? First of all, I'm a big bag.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can tell. If there's no good food, I'm just being silly, man. If there's no good food, I ain't going nowhere, right? So what do you guys have planned on the ground on the day itself?
Cool. So just to quickly bring it back, as a matter of fact, we've made a decision to just work with Namibian vendors, even from a production point of view.
Nice!
So, yes, 100%.
That's incredible. Okay.
So in terms of the experience on the day, we have absolutely everything that the festival can have. We have your food vendors, and we've selected a niche selection in terms of who offers what, so that you don't have the same offering on the day
at every store.
So we have the food experience, absolutely. We are also creating a balcony mix pop-up. So if you are looking for balcony mix merchandise, we are definitely going to kind of like cater for that. So you can be dripping. And we also considered the fact that it is quite hot on the day, so people can come in with their camp chairs and empty cooler boxes. So you don't have to be up and down
the whole time with the bar.
So we want you to enjoy the festival in your comfort. And over and above that, I think it's really about good vibes. We want people to come out and just like, you know, have fun, meet new friends, enjoy the music, because that's what it's about. We have beautiful photo moments that you can capture, that you can absolutely hold on to for memory. So in a nutshell, I think when you come through, you are given the opportunity to go through a festival that allows you, from a security point of view, we have literally like doubled up on that.
Especially the parking area.
Because I believe that sometimes, you know, you can have fun, but when you come out and your parking is a mess, or you can't get out on time, then you go
kind of like use that as the reason. Yes, weird stuff like that.
Exactly. So we absolutely are taking care of most of this. We're looking forward to just hosting everyone in a beautiful experience.
I have a question. Shaquan already knows this question. So I have a bit of an obsession.
I'm gonna do it.
I think everyone else also knows what I'm about to do. Don't look up.
Yeah.
I've been writing about this for years, bro.
Okay.
I've been stressing about this for years on air, on print, on my podcast, you name it.
Yeah.
Are you going to have 2-ply toilet paper? I ask because, here's my reasoning, right?
Okay.
I'm there for 6-7 hours.
Yeah.
I'm going to eat something. I'm going to drink something. Of course, I'm going to need to use the toilet, bro. You know what I mean? Please, 2-ply toilet paper, my man.
He stresses me out.
You know what I love about you is that you're real.
Thank you, bro.
You just want the thing that's going to make your life easy, right?
Thank you, bro.
So for you, I'm going to make sure that our VIP toilets have 2-ply toilet paper.
My man.
Do you know what?
Thank you.
What also wouldn't hurt, since we're going to be uptown as well, it's just like wipes. You know, wipes are never like a terrible idea. Do you get what I mean?
I get you. I can see I'm drawing and I'm making a list. I'm making sure that I take notes right now.
Because it's the balcony mix, bro.
Yeah.
It's a world-class experience.
Yes. Yeah.
So everything should be world-class.
100%.
Yeah. So, tell me about the guys themselves, right? Yeah. The talents now.
Yeah.
How are they feeling about coming to Namibia? It's the first time ever, right?
So I think they were here a couple of years
ago. But just not with the mix itself.
No, it was that's when they were still in hip-hop.
And they've evolved so much. Yes.
There's been so many changes. They're super excited. Mm-hmm. They are calling on a daily basis. They're like, so how's the vibe?
Because
I told them I'm coming early. I said, like, how's the energy? I was like,
the energy is energy. The vibe is
vibing. So they're super excited. Obviously, right now, they're still traveling, but they can't wait to come in and actually be part of the festivities in terms of leading up to.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're going to get a great energy from them as well.
I think also just like prepare them for just being open to interacting with people.
Yeah, and your picture.
And picture.
I just forget your picture.
Yes, I was going to say that. You know, you know, but I also say that, partner, because a lot of the times we get talents from South Africa.
Mm.
We love them, but then we never have that. Obviously, it's what's safe for them, you know, but still just a little something with the people, man. Don't be so, you know, just behind the stage and you do your mix and then you're out type of situation. Do you know what I mean?
Because
Namibia really does love the Major League DJs. It's been coming on for the longest time. So I'm very excited about this and I'm glad that you remembered my picture.
I absolutely did.
Don't look up, man. Thank you so much for your time, my good sir.
Listen,
we're talking Oscar MBL. Mellow Sleazy, my favorite Sam Deep and Stigs. We've got Loda DJ, we've got Dreas, the Soul Brothers, Kido, and Tumi Mohammed, all featured. That's for the 27th of September at Wanderers Sports Club.
Yeah.
Make sure that you get the few tickets that's left. That's
some tickets left. We sold out on early birds. It's phase one. And
okay.
It's almost sold out.
Sinja.
Oh, just the last thing quickly.
Yes, please.
Number two, in terms of things we're doing for the country, we are giving all students an opportunity to actually buy tickets for 200 rand. You just have to present your student card, and you can even come and get them at the gate. on the day.
We do
have guys going around the campuses as well.
I saw the NUST activation.
Yes, correct. 200 rand throughout for any student of any institution. It has to be a 2025 student card. And then in terms of acts, don't forget we've got murder as well.
I was just about to say. I can't wait for him to spin.
Yeah.
I know.
What does he call that?
I have the tornado.
The tornado!
I remember I saw a video, right?
Yeah.
Where he was about to take off, literally.
Yeah.
And Zintle saw it coming and she's like, I'm moving away.
It's 7:49. That's your time. Thank you so much. Don't look up
for
the time.
Guys.
We appreciate you, my good sir.
Awesome.
Let's leave it at that. We've got still so much more lined up.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh FM.